The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication. Podcast publishing made easy. Libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
You're listening to Yippee-ki-yay, Western Old Time Radio.
From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Oh, that pony, Little Beaver. They've held up the Millersville trade, and we've got to get on their trail.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up. Get.
Get going, Thunder. Ride on, cowboy.
The Adventures of Red Rider. With Jane Bruce has grown for Red Rider into a strange problem. Who's trying, by robbery and murder, to put the Bruce Freighting Company of Millersville out of business? Involved are Jane and her father, John Bruce, Ace Hanlon, and Bert Parks, a young man fresh from the East, whom Red extricated from Hanlon's card sharps just as they were about to take his money. Now, in Millersville, just as the sheriff inquired into the latest killing of a Bruce Company driver, Red finds himself accused of that very murder. A mob has appeared to get him outside the Bruce Freighting office.
Where's that redhead? You coming peaceable, redhead? We'll give you a fair trial.
Looks that way, doesn't it?
Red, don't walk out there. Don't, please. They'll kill you.
I'll go out with you, Red. They won't hurt you.
Thanks, Clinton Jane. But you all better stay in this room and duck in just about 30 seconds, because I'm going to try to talk my way out of this. And if it doesn't work, things won't be peaceable.
Red!
Where's Little Beaver?
Well, I don't know. He was here a minute ago.
All right, never mind. All right, hombre. You're stepping out on that porch with me.
Just don't reach for your guns, because it won't be healthy. Come on, down them steps.
Hasn't a man anything to say in his own defense? Then you'll listen anyway.
I'm going to have my say, and then you can get me. If I don't get you first. You say that I killed Dave Small. If any of you had an ounce of sense, you'd see that you've been egged on by somebody to turn attention from himself. A rifle bullet killed Dave Small as he drove the Bruce Freighton wagon from here to Devil's Hole. And I haven't carried a rifle for weeks.
Oh, why you let him argue?
I'm not arguing. I'm telling you something to your faces. You're a pack of fools. I've seen mobs before. And so have you. They don't just grow. They're started. Can anybody out there tell me who put the idea into your heads that I killed Dave Small? Nobody, huh? Well, I'll tell you. He's across the street leaning against that hitching rail.
Ace Hanlon.
Ace Hanlon. Proprietor of the Silver Dollar Cafe and the store and everything else at Devil's Hole. Ace Hanlon. Somebody ask him what he's doing in Millersville. Somebody ask him who paid Jeff Pearsall to pretend like there was a holdup of a Bruce wagon outside of Devil's Hole day before yesterday. Ask him why he's so worried about me being mixed up in this. Then ask him what he's got against the Bruce Freighting Company, founded and kept going for years by John Bruce when it didn't pay a dime, and hopes that someday it would amount to something.
Well, here comes Hannah now.
I'll answer those questions, people of Millersville, and gladly. I'm here because I'm a businessman. Because the only way I could get freight and mail to Devil's Hole is through the Bruce Company. And I'm sick of having shipments delayed and my stuff stolen. I never paid a man to fake a holdup in my life. That's a lie he can't prove. Well, I haven't anything against Bruce. But I say that if he can't protect his shipments, he hasn't any right to be in business.
That's right.
As for this Red Rider, it's about time folks around here realize that for the past year, there hasn't been one bit of trouble around here he wasn't mixed up in. And I say that where there's smoke, there's a fire.
Red, get out of here.
Furthermore, I'm here.
I'll cover your retreat. I told you to get back there with Jane and her father.
I won't do it. That coward sheriff disappeared out the back window. Ain't nobody but you got nerve in this country?
I can't prove it.
Yippee!
What's that? Now, what's little Beaver up to?
Hey, hey, that Indian kid pal of yours going crazy, Redhead. Here he comes with your horse and his pony, galloping to beat the cards toward us down the street.
Little Beaver, don't come near here. Look at the crowd, all tangled up in the mud. Did you see that, Bert? For Pete's sake, Little Beaver tied a rope between the two horses, trailed it on the ground, and tripped the whole bunch. Oh, mother, this is rich. Here he comes back.
Hey, Little Beaver, that's enough.
Rob pull him up in mud. Me bring him good help this time.
Oh, you sure did, Little Beaver. You brought good help this time. Now cut that rope out from the crowd before somebody really gets hurt. You, Bert, keep him covered.
I will.
All right, now just calm down. Get up out of that mud and reach for the sky.
You'll pay for this someday, Red Rider.
I'll be glad to pay. It's been worth it. Just reach for the sky. Standing. Yeah, that's better. I've got a hunch your feelings about me have kind of cooled down. So I reckon you can all go. Even you, Hanlon. And I'd suggest a shower bath in your case. All right, come on, Bert. Little Beaver, back into the office.
By jings, I wish one of them had started something.
They feel them cooler now. No danger.
That's right. There'll be no trouble now.
Red! Oh, I can't believe you're walking in here alive.
Not only alive, but kicking. Thanks to Little Beaver.
Me knock a Mace Hanlon in mud. You betcha.
Little Beaver, you sure did.
Red, I think my hair turned two shades gray than it is, seeing you out there standing off that mob and hearing that dirty lying skunk of an Ace Hanlon saying what he did. Jane can tell you I had my rifle up, ready to start shooting if that mob so much as moved toward you.
And you'd have gotten into the same kind of trouble if you had.
Well.
Now listen, everybody. It's plain as daylight that Ace Hanlon's at the bottom of this.
Well, sure he is. But can we prove it?
That's the question.
Well, we know what Ace has tried to do, don't we? We know
but
that
all
he...
that's not proof, daughter. Red's right.
For one thing, where's his motive? You're sure you can't think of any reason why he'd want you out of business, Mr. Bruce?
Well, he shouldn't want to crowd me the wall for the money and freighting. But so far, there ain't been hardly any.
I wonder what it could be.
Yeah, it beats me. Oh, by the way, Ryder, what about that job you talked about?
That's right. I almost forgot. I met Bert here under rather peculiar circumstances in Devil's Hole. Now, he needs a job.
I'll tell you the circumstances. I had $3,000, and he saved my life before I lost it. The money, too.
He says he's driven a stage. Want a trustworthy man?
Do I? You're hired, son.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Bruce.
I don't know as I'll be able to pay as regular as I'd like, but I'll sure try.
Count me in, Mr. Bruce.
Oh, Mr. Parks. You can't know what that means to us.
Gee, can't everybody just call me Bert, sort of? You don't have to be so polite.
Well, Bert, my boy, someday I'll make this up to you. Just when, I don't know, but I will.
When'd you like me to start, Mr. Bruce?
Well, Bert, I've got a wagon scheduled to go for Templeville tomorrow morning at daybreak. You want to try taking that wagon in? A couple of sacks of mail and some merchandise for the general store?
I'd sure like to try.
Well, then you're hired, son.
Gee, thanks. And thanks to you, too, Red, for putting in a good word.
Well, now we got everything fixed. Guess Little Beef and I'd better mosey on back to Painted Valley Ranch.
Oh, Red. So soon?
Reckon the Duchess will be needing me about tomorrow, Jane.
Gee, why do you have to go, Red?
Well, Red, I thought...
Yes, Jane? What did you think?
Well, all these strange things happening to us, I thought... Well, I thought you were interested in solving them.
Sorry, Jane. I'll try to be back in Millersville maybe about the middle of next week.
Oh, Red!
Oh, now, Janie, maybe Red's got business elsewhere. He can't be expected to solve all our problems for us.
So, so long, Bert. Glad to have met you.
Red, thanks for all you've done for me. And thanks for...
going now, Red Rider?
Well, we're camping here for the night.
Up here on Mountain Cold.
We're up here on the Cold Mountain because down below us is the highway leading to Templeville.
Me catch him. You watch him, Bert Parks driving the team.
You got the idea. Follow what might happen to Bert when he starts out driving that wagon bright and early tomorrow morning.
Now maybe Red Rider find him out what matter.
Maybe. So let's get what sleep we can. We'll be cold and hungry enough before dawn.
Time you came in and reported to me.
Now listen, Mr. Hanley, you see...
Find one you ought to throw away money on. Sit down. Don't talk too loud. This hotel's walls wasn't built to deaden sound.
Gosh, Mr. Hanley, we had that redhead. When that Injun kid come along with them two horses and that rope...
Yeah, and there we all were in the mud like pigs. Now listen. I don't intend to have this matter drag out to the point where my part in it comes out, understand? I've just heard that Bert Parks is going to work for the Bruces and is taking the Templeville wagon tomorrow morning, leaving at 4 a.m. That's bad. It means another driver we're not sure of.
Well, could we get the way he's sleeping and, you know...
And have the whole business really rouse the country? No thanks. This has got to be method number 3. And I don't want it to fail.
Oh, I tell you that this time...
Never mind the promises. Do it.
Yes, Mr. Hanlon.
Wagon come now. I'm up road. See him?
It's about time. This air up here is making me starve.
And look him.
Uh-oh.
Two men with rifles. They wait.
Stay right here.
But they hold him up. You no stop him?
If only I could be sure he wouldn't be killed.
Come on, Red Rider. Save him.
I told you to stay here. Now, this time I want to see what they do with that stuff they steal.
Now they step him out. Say, hands up.
Bert, don't be foolish and start shooting. Oh, good. He put his hands up.
Now they bring another wagon.
It's the same thing they've always done. They'll take that stuff out of the Bruce wagon and put it into theirs. Get your horse. We've got to be ready to follow them. Now, that's funny.
Red, we crazy.
If you see the same thing I see, we're not crazy.
We follow men who steal them from Bruce Wagon. We see them now what they do.
I thought that by following them, I'd be led to where they hide the stuff that they steal from the Bruce freighting wagon or the man who receives it. But I never expected this. Throw the stuff away and into the river. I haven't cleared up a bit of this mystery, Little Beaver. In fact, I've made it worse.
Return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. Went to work as a driver for the Bruce Freighting Company, and Red Rider thought that he would follow the men he and Little Beaver saw hold Bert up and force his load, and so solve the mystery of what has been happening, as well as Ace Hanlon's part in the series of recent attempts to put the Bruce Company out of business. Instead, the mystery deepened. The holdup men took the stolen goods and dumped them into a nearby river. Back in Millersville, Bert Parks now stands in the Bruce offices waving his arms.
There I was, driving the wagon pretty as you please on the road to Templeville when, I guess it was about 5:30, it happened. Made a grab for my gun, but what was the use? They had me. Took everything.
Oh, Bert.
Lucky you weren't killed like poor Dave Small, son. Lucky you weren't killed.
Lucky who wasn't killed?
Red!
You were right, Jane. I should be looking into this. I wasn't needed at Painted Valley after all. Do you need another man, Mr. Bruce?
Another man? Oh, that's right kind of you, Red. What's the use? They're licking me. I can't stand this.
Red, just this morning, Bert was held up.
I heard about it, Jane. It's all over town. But I've got an idea. A guard. Bert, you drive. I'll guard. We might get a shipment through that way.
Why, jings, there's an idea.
No, boys. I don't see much use in staying in business the way things are. Even if you and Bert do work for me, what can I pay you with? I'm almost broke. This morning's work just means another shipment I've got to make good.
Listen. Now, don't ask any questions, any of you. Here's what I want you to do. Dispatch a wagon at the regular time tomorrow morning to Devil's Hole. Advertise it. Let everybody know about it. But don't ship anything valuable on that trip. I just want two or three packing cases that will look regular, but which will be filled with rocks.
Rocks?
Yes, just plain, ordinary rocks. Do it now and don't ask any questions.
Have you gone crazy, Red?
For Pete's sake, Red.
Now, wait. I've watched Red a long time at Painted Valley. He's got an idea. I know it. Do what he tells you.
But, guys...
All right, Red. I have a hunch you're up to something.
Thanks, everybody. All right, Bert. You'll drive, and I'll convoy.
You're the doctor, Red. I'll drive, and you convoy.
Oh, and just one more thing. When we're set to start tomorrow morning, Mr. Bruce, give us orders in a loud voice, just as if we were green hands and needed advice.
The horses all set, Shorty?
All set. The team's ready.
Well, goodbye, Jane.
Goodbye. Isn't Little Beaver going?
Well, he'll be along in a minute. Here he comes now.
Yippee! Me go him too with wagon. Bring him bow and arrow. Help him guard wagon. What's the matter? Need him guard.
That's right, son. We need all the guards we can get to help Red, even those with bows and arrows. Well, boys, remember I told you about that road ahead. The only trouble you might have is the narrow stretch down the face of Breakneck Canyon. It's well named. Been raining through there lately, and the soil's kind of wet.
I know the stretch. We'll watch it.
We'll be careful.
Well, luck be with you, boys. So long.
So long.
So long. Come on, team. Get going. Get going. Good on thunder.
Getting tired pounding a wagon seat?
I wouldn't mind taking a spell around. This wagon seat's riding mighty rough. Where's Little Beaver?
He's been circling the mesa up above to see what he can find.
And he acts like he's seen something. Here he comes.
Just keep on going.
Oh, Red Rider, you come see him.
You spotted something?
Two men, guns.
What kind of guns?
Rifles. They get him off horse. Wait him high up in mesa.
Stay here a minute. Take it, Thunder. Come on, Thunder. Go it, boy!
Bert! Bert, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, just keep on rolling as if you hadn't heard anything. Little Beaver reports men on foot up on the mesa up above.
What'll I do?
Now, don't this side of Breakneck Canyon? Now, don't arouse suspicion. Keep going. If you hear shots, though, stop dead. We'll go up above and reconnoiter.
When do we come to Breakneck Canyon?
Oh, about a half mile ahead. It's steep, but safe. Just keep your brake shoes tight on the way down.
All right. Come on, you Hayburn. Get going.
Come on, Thunder. Back to Little Beaver.
Well,
Shorty not tell me till an hour ago that Red Rider went with the wagon, too. Yeah, but I got it fixed. It'll happen in Breakneck Canyon.
You know what it means if there's a slip-up.
Oh, I know. But there's too many men getting in on this. Say, when's that shipment you expect coming in, Ace? This can't go on much longer.
Just hold your horses. It ought to be in tomorrow. And after that, we'll both be on Easy Street. Did you hide the horses in those bushes?
You betcha.
All right. Now, where's that cliff you said we could look down from?
There. Take them easy.
Uh-oh. We're right on the edge.
See him. They're man with gun down below.
How do you know he's not a hunter?
Hunt? This country? What'd he kill him here? Coyotes?
All right. So he's up to no good and he isn't a hunter. But you said there were two men up here. Where's the other?
No see him. Lost.
Well, there comes Bert and the team down the road. They look like toys way down there.
Start going down Breakneck Canyon.
There's the other man.
Now, what'd he do?
He just seemed to spring out of the ground. And both of them are watching Bert drive down into the canyon. I'm looking into this.
Me come, too.
No, you stay behind. Watch the horses.
Me no want them stay.
Now, do it, Little Beaver. We can't take any chances with those horses if we need them. I'm sliding down this cliff and talking to that man.
All right. Me do them.
That's better. All right, here goes.
Stay where you are, Redhead.
Seems to me I've heard your voice somewhere before, mister.
I ain't interested in voices. Hey, Jack! Redhead, walk into the trap. Get in the works!
Listen, if you two are hunters, there's something mighty peculiar.
Well, I ain't interested in conversation. Just stay right there. What hit me?
That's all I need to get this chance. Come on down, Little Beaver.
Me, Daddy?
Good shot with that arrow. You take his gun.
Got him gun.
Thanks. You were right to keep watching. Now do the same. Keep out of sight. I'm going to see what that other man's up to.
What's that?
Blasting powder.
Look him. Smoke.
Coming up from Breakneck Canyon. Come on.
Me come.
Slide and fast. The loose rock. Can you stop?
Me stop him. Throw him pants.
Never mind that now. Down the canyon.
No use. Look them.
Little Beaver.
Won't blow them right off.
That's what they're doing, the skunks. Planting a charge of powder to go off when the wagon passed. Oh, you fool, Red Rider, you fool. Little Beaver, get down there and try to find Bert. I'm going back after that other man.
Me go.
If I can get back up this slide of loose rocks. Uh-oh.
No place for Little Beaver.
No place for either of us. Where's he shooting from?
Up in bushes.
Ouch. Hot lead in the face. Let yourself slide.
Me slide.
Don't let it get out of control.
Maybe it can no stop.
Try to stop it. Try it, or it'll take you down into the canyon. Now be careful. Little Beaver, grab that bush.
Me go him. Me go him fast. Red Rider, where are you?
Right here, Little Beaver.
But Ryder, what matter?
I don't know. Broken leg, feels like.
Rock 'em slide too fast.
Help me. Help me get some of that loose rock off my legs. Hurry now.
I'll work 'em fast.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Never mind that. At least I'm alive and we know it. Go see what's happened to Bert. Confound it. Why did this have to happen now? Those men will get away.
No good here.
Now do as I tell you. Go see about Bert.
No, me stay. They kill Red Rider here.
Now do what I tell you. Confound it, you're always getting me into trouble when you don't do as I say. Do it. Look after Bert.
No, get him out. Little Beaver, work. Get Red Rider out. Red Rider. Red Rider. What matter? face white. You faint. No phantom now. Please. Hurt bad. Red Rider. Red Rider. Red Rider. They shoot him at me too. Little Beaver, go get help. Fast.
To happen to Red Rider now? Well, you can count on one thing. It will be exciting and entertaining. So be sure to tune in again Saturday night at 7:30. And don't forget, tell your friends that they can hear the thrilling adventures of Red Rider 3 times weekly on their Blue Network station. Make a date right now to listen in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night at this same time for a half hour of spine-tingling action with Red Rider, America's favorite cowboy hero. In store for Red Rider and the others. Listen to the next thrilling half hour with Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy, on this station next Saturday night at 7:30.